Hi, I'm Lacey Wolf, and I promote wellness on behalf of the ERS Group Benefits Plan. I want to welcome you to Walk and Talk, where I'm inviting you to go on a 20-minute walk with me while I have a conversation about health and life with an interesting person. My goal is simple, to encourage you to take a break and to do something good for your health, both above and below the neck. So go ahead and put on your walking shoes and head out the door with me as we go for a walk and talk. Welcome to this edition of Walk and Talk, where I'll be talking with retired regional director, Gary Albus. Director Albus is retired from the Texas Department of Public Safety. He retired as the regional director in Region 5, which is in Lubbock, Texas, where he's from, after a 40-year, very impressive law enforcement career. Director Albus is someone that I looked up to when I was at DPS as a leader, and is someone that cares very deeply for the health and well-being of his employees and his family. Director Albus unpacks in this short 20-minute call, he unpacks a lot of his strategies for health and wellness and for leadership. So I hope you'll stick with us, and I hope you're already out there getting those steps in as we walk and talk. Enjoy.
Well, welcome to Walk and Talk. Director Albus, so good to be out on a walk with you today.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I agree.
I'm in Pflugerville, so I thought it'd be cool if we just kind of tell people where we're walking. I am walking around my neighborhood. You may hear some wind on my end.
Well, I'm walking in my neighborhood out in Lubbock, Texas this morning, and we got a bunch of wild Canadian geese flying over, so you might be able to hear them.
That sounds lovely. It's been beautiful lately. It's been nice time to get out for a walk. And the whole idea behind this podcast is just to have people come along with us on a 20-minute walk, talk about health, talk about, you know, wellness and leadership and anything else that may be going on. With that being said, you're one of my favorite people to talk to. Just had such a great experience working with you when I was at DPS. And so I thought it'd be cool if you just kind of tell people a little bit about yourself and how you're staying healthy and active since you retired. Is it a little more than a year ago, correct?
Yes. I left in July of 2019.
So
It's been a year and I guess 4 months or so or five and retired. And I've always been pretty active. And DPS, just a great organization. The last 10 years or so, invested a lot of money into fitness and wellness. And it just, it kind of stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
So since I retired, I keep things very simple. And that is, I think it's crucial for everybody just to keep moving. So that's something I try to do is keep moving. And I was a big runner for about 30 years, and since then I've stopped. Several doctors told me, you need to stop. And so now I'm a big walker. So I walk at least 6 days a week, sometimes seven, and I try to do at least 4 miles a day, sometimes five.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you and I were talking recently about when you walk, how you also find it's a good opportunity to kind of connect with people in the neighborhood. Do you talk to people on most of your walks?
I do. I've met a lot of interesting people. Most of them are retired like I am. And we have a lot of people moving into Lubbock from all over the nation. I think that's that way in this entire state.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to hear some of their life stories, which I enjoy.
Absolutely. And especially with the pandemic and everything going on right now, it's a good time to be outside doing activities and talking to people sort of from a distance, because that's when we can still sort of connect with people. How is the pandemic affecting you and your family right now? How are y'all doing?
You know, we're doing okay. It's changed everything for us, like it has everyone. You know, we have to use technology. We FaceTime our grandkids. Try to do that about once a week.
Mm-hmm.
We had to be really smart, you know, wearing a mask and my hands, I look at them and all the Germex we put on our hands. But my wife and I both have avoided getting the COVID. So we're just trying to be smart about things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think more and more, you know, as we're seeing these spikes, it's important for us to just make sure we're taking all those precautions right now. You had told me the other day when we were chatting about the time recently when you went to see your doctor for your preventive screening. And I know that preventive health is really important to you. Could you talk a little bit about your experience with your doctor and that conversation that you had with him?
Sure. So I know my doctor fairly well. He actually lives kind of in my neighborhood. I've been seeing him, I don't know, maybe about 15 years. He's about 5 years younger than me. And so I was trying to go do my screening in March, but because of the pandemic, I just simply delayed it this time. And I went about 3 weeks ago, and it was very interesting this time. He came in, he has his mask on, I have mine on, he sits in a corner, and he just looks at me, and he goes, "Gary, how you doing?" And I said, "Hey, Doc, I'm doing okay." And he goes, "No, really, how you doing?" And I said, "You know what? I'm being safe. I'm really doing okay." And he goes, "Well, there's a reason I'm asking." He said, "This is a practice that they have quite a few medical doctors." He said, "Let me tell you what we're seeing. We have a lot of people that are struggling with what's going on. They have a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, and a lot of depression. So I just need to make sure that you're doing okay as my patient." I thought that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You know, Doc, I'm doing well. I'm trying to be smart about this. I'm getting out and walking a lot. I'm reading a little scripture. And I'm just, I think one of the greatest gifts we all have is a little hope. And so I'm trying to be smart about things." And he goes, "Man, that's really good." So that's how we started out this year. I thought that was very interesting.
It is so interesting. And we know that there are so many people that are struggling with the mental side of this pandemic. And I think it's just so important that we, you know, be addressing those things as well. Great that your doctor is taking those precautions. What things are you doing to sort of keep your stress down these days?
You know, a lot of it is I walk a lot. I tell you something else I do, and I learned this a lot. I've learned some of this from you, is what's my calorie intake? Someone told me one time about 20 years ago, the average person, what we pour down our throat is about a third of our calories. So I watch what I drink. I don't drink Cokes. I don't drink sweet tea. I drink a lot of water.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I both keep water cups in our kitchen. We keep them full all the time. We're always drinking water. We drink a lot of coffee, unsweet coffee, no sugar. And so I drink a lot of clean liquids.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to be smart with what I eat. I try to maintain my weight. And another thing I do when it's just cold in the wintertime, I have a Concept 2 rower, so I like hitting it.
Oh, that's great. I remember going up to Region 5 when you were the director there. You asked me to come in and do some workshops with your team, and that was one of my favorite things about when I was working at DPS, is getting to go out into the field and do training. And I thought it was so great how you didn't just have your people there. You were there yourself with them. And to me, that's leadership, you know, and I always appreciated your presence in the classrooms and working on that rowing technique. I remember when you had that aha moment, like, "Oh my gosh, I've been rowing wrong," and how much more efficient you are when you get that form and technique right.
That was an aha moment for me. It changed everything for me in a good way.
Yeah, absolutely. We just, you know, keep our form proper, then we don't waste so much energy. It's great. So one of the things I learned from you that I'd love for you to explain to people is the concept of 168 hours. I loved when you explained that to our class. Can you kind of break that down for folks?
Yeah, many years ago, I was in a leadership class, I don't know, about 8 or 10 years ago, and the instructor was a retired commander of North Carolina Highway Patrol. And he wrote on the board Rule 168, and this class was about 25 people, and he asked, "How many of y'all know this?" And none of us knew it. And he was a little surprised, so he explained it, and I'll tell you, I took it in. And so basically, here's what Rule 168 is. It's about our time. We know we have 24 hours in a day, and we know that there are 168 hours in a week. 7 times 24 is 168. So it's how we spend our time. We basically can categorize it in three areas, our time. One is we sleep. We have to have our rest. Another way is a lot of us have a career or a job. Even if you're a stay-at-home parent, raising a family or taking care of working from home, that's a career, that's a job. And then the third way we spend our time is we have self-time. You know, Lacey, right now we have our self-time. We're out walking, correct?
Right.
And so the trick to this is it's real easy to get caught up about it's all about the career, it's all about the job, and we forget about getting adequate rest, or we forget about having self-time. And so it's about trying to keep things in perspective and keeping a triangle, and spending adequate time on all three areas.
Yeah.
And then he kind of drilled it home for us. He goes, here's the key. As you go through this life, you will find that two of those categories you can handle pretty well. But one of them, you're always going to be a little short on. And that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about awareness and about refocusing and reprioritizing our time and keeping things in perspective and keeping them in that triangle. So self time, sleep time, and then career or job time.
Yeah.
And it makes things so much easier when I learned that. And I don't know, about 5 years later, he came back into town and he called me and he just said, hey, let's go to lunch. And so I got there early and he asked me to stand up and address the class. And I told the class, I said, I want to talk to you about Rule 168. It kind of changed the way I do business.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway.
That's great. And I think so much of it even, you know, coming back to that 8 hours of sleep, that recovery piece is challenging when you're under a lot of stress, you know, and all of those pieces sort of impact the other, you know, can be difficult to keep it balanced for sure.
You know, Lacey, one of the things I learned from you and learned from the fitness and wellness unit at DPS was, and I kind of knew about this as a young trooper, but y'all kind of took it to another level with me. And that is, I call it tactical breathing, about learning how to relax your body and your mind.
Yeah.
And about doing that same thing about when those nights that I can't go to sleep, I use that technique, and man, I go to sleep really quick.
That's great. Yeah, the breathing techniques are the quickest way we can hack into our nervous system. I do a lot of work around teaching breathing techniques. We should probably get into that in one of these walk and talks here eventually.
Oh, I agree with you. That's excellent.
Yeah. So another thing that I wanted to ask you about, and just going back to the first time I ever had lunch with you, I remember we sat down and you asked me, you said, what's the most interesting thing you've learned from Greg Davis? That was my boss at the time. And like, wow, that's a great question. And then I find out, like, you're the question asking guy. Like, everyone talks about how you ask great questions and you really force people. You don't ask, how are you doing? You ask people something like, tell me about the best part of your day, or what do you like about your job? Where did you learn that, and how has that kind of helped you as a leader?
You know, so many years ago as a lieutenant, I got selected to go to the Northwestern Traffic Institute. Great program out of Chicago, Illinois. They actually came to Austin. I think it's about 12 weeks long. It's basically kind of like going back to college. And we had some great professors that they flew in. And I always remember one of them. He had this great ability to connect with people. I don't remember what course he taught, but he would go off on these little sidebars and talk about things. And one of the things he told us, and it stuck to me like glue, was begin with the end in mind. And that's huge for me, because being in law enforcement, we kind of grow up being in a reactive mode. We see something, we react to it, whether it's a traffic violation, someone needing help, someone needing, you know, needs to be arrested or call for service or whatever. And so right then I started changing the way I look at things. And so whenever I got put on a committee, I'd always focus on begin with the end in mind. So let's fast forward a year from now. What's this look like? And mm-hmm. so from that, it kind of spun off. I was riding with a trooper one day when I was major, and he was very nervous. And he said, sir, I've never had a major ride with me. And I was trying to get him to relax and open up. And I just started, I thought about begin with the end in mind. And I started asking him, I said, well, tell me three things you like about your job. And it totally relaxed him. Mm-hmm. He gave me great answers. And so we drove a little bit. We stopped a few cars. And I said, well, tell me three things you don't like about your job. He could only give me two. And I kind of took and just grew off of that. You know, one day I met the current United States attorney. She came into my office, and she looked at me. We got to visit then, and she asked me a question. She beat me to the punch. She goes, hey, so Gary, tell me what you're good at. And uh-huh. that's one of the questions I always like to ask people. You can learn so much when you ask somebody, what are you good at?
Right. And, oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And it just brings people to the positive, you know. So often I think we are drawn to talk about what's wrong and how we're struggling. Just our brain naturally goes to, and we have a negativity bias, but the way you communicate with people really pulls them into that positive realm. And I've always just really enjoyed that about just watching you kind of interact with your employees and having conversations with you. And the other thing that I think that you do that's really special is when you ask those questions, you really listen to what people have to say, which is not always easy either. So.
Well, I learned that from Director Lamar Beckworth. He always used to tell us, he was one of my best mentors. He always used to tell us in staff meetings, it's all about connecting with people, and it's all about listening. God gave us two ears and one mouth. So we got to listen to one another. So spend
wow.
twice as much time listening as we do talking. Now, we all fail at that, but I always try to make, always heard, could hear Lamar's voice in my background about that.
Yes. Well, man, we are almost to 20 minutes already. That's how quickly walking goes by when you're having good conversation with people. So I just wanted to wrap up by asking you if you have any nuggets of advice that you'd like to leave the state's workforce, you know, we got people out there doing really hard jobs and a lot of people working from home. Do you have any words of wisdom you'd like to leave us with?
Yeah, so this is a leadership moment what we're going through. We're all leaders. You know, Director Steve McCraw always taught us we're all leaders. And a lot of people struggle with that. They think, well, hey, I don't have a title. I'm not a supervisor. It doesn't matter. Leadership is simply the art of influence. And it starts within. We have to lead ourselves before we can lead anyone else. So always work on your leadership. And a couple of things which should always, always work on, it's about communication. The second thing, it's about trust. You got to trust people, and they got to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is respect. If you look at conflict, at home, conflict in the workplace, it's always about communication, trust, and respect. So if we can improve on that, we can all get better as an employee, as an agency, you know, as a state and as a country.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that and for all your words of wisdom and your leadership. To me, I personally think of you as a mentor and have always looked up to you and the way that you lead people, and hope to take some of that into the rest of my career. So just very, very grateful for you and all you're doing to help us.
Oh, Lacey, thank you. It's my pleasure. And I learned a lot from you. And trust me, I think I've learned more from you than you have from me.
I doubt that. But again, thank you. And I'll look forward to getting this out to the workforce.
So there you have it. Thank you so much for joining us on this 20-minute walk and talk. Please stay tuned for the next one. Also, if you have recommendations for someone that I should take a walk with, you can email me those at wellness@ers.texas.gov. We really want to highlight the great people that work for the state of Texas. I hope to see you on the next one on our next Walk and Talk. Thanks.